but we've got Patrick Ryan Jr. on the phone to help us out. We'll start with Golden Flag. How's he going to go today?
I really like this one. He's a class horse, and what he's shown me, I think he will be winning better races than a 58 highway.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Innes Drive battles tenaciously, but Golden Flag goes on to win.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
We do. That's what we do every time. Round about here every day on the Breakfast Club. If you're a first-timer, welcome. We'll give you a bit of a look at the conditions we're playing on and hopefully track down a winner for you with some trainers out there. We've got two meetings today, Donald, this afternoon, and then we head to Moonee Valley a little bit later on in the day. So plenty to get our teeth into. Adam White, what sort of surface are we playing on today?
We'll go to Graham Cocking first. At Donald being the afternoon meeting. Graham, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you going?
We're going very well, thank you. What's it like at Donald this morning?
Very good, yes. Blue skies, no wind, and looking good.
Excellent. Have you had any rain at all over the last week?
We did have last Wednesday, but, yeah, that's dropped off now. So, we had 22 mil
okay.
last Wednesday.
Well, that would have been handy for the area.
It was, yeah. It smartened things up a bit, but it's just been irrigation since then.
All right, so what's our racing surface today?
The racing surface is a good four.
Yep.
And, plenty of cover and looking okay.
All right, have you got a penetrometer reading?
5.68.
5.68. And the rail?
Is in the true position.
Rail in the true position. Terrific, Graham. Well, good luck this afternoon and hope it's a great day at Donald.
Thank you very much.
All right, so that's Graham Cocking. So just, again, good four, penetrometer 5.68, the rail in the true position. Marty Sonnen from Moonee Valley joins us, as he does most Friday mornings. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
I'm going pretty well, thank you. What are we looking at for tonight?
Rail's in the true, first time since the 29th of December, so it's had a good six-week break, that inside section. Track's currently a good four with the going stick of 9.5 and a shear of 12.5. We put on 5 mil irrigation overnight, total of 20 for the week, and we had 6.5 mil of rain on Wednesday as well. So track's looking good, and look forward to a good night on what looks like a nice day.
Absolutely, not too hot, no rain, perfect. Thanks, Marty, appreciate it. Good luck tonight.
No worries, guys.
All right, so that's the track information for Donald today, Moonee Valley tonight.
Rightio. Nice news. Looking good, like a good day, and hopefully we can find a winner. We've got a couple of good chances, I reckon, today with our trainer. Archie Alexander is our man on the line this morning, and I reckon there's a winner in the mist for Archie. G'day, Archie.
Yeah, morning. How are you?
We're very well, thank you. Appreciate your time. I'm sure there's plenty happening in stable life, so we'll get to it, mate. You've got two runners tonight at the Moonee Valley, and you've got race four, number five, Mosh Music, who was a last start winner in this Stayers series. Benchmark 70, 2040 again, good barrier, Jordan Childs on board. Favourite, is it warranted?
Yeah, I think so. She's beaten the majority of the field in her last start. Just because you're favourite doesn't mean you're guaranteed to win, but I think she goes there with every chance. She's trained on really well since her last start. We've kind of kept it simple, just gone back to where she's won, same distance, similar grade. I'd probably like to give her one more go over the 2,000 before we step her up. Just sort of toughen her up a bit, and it just looked a nice race. We obviously followed the acceptances and looked at the field, and I just thought there wasn't a real sort of obvious danger there. I just thought it just looked the right race for her.
So the last time out at the Valley over the 2040, she was a little bit worse than midfield for the majority of the run. Similar sort of style today, similar pattern tonight, you reckon?
No, I think we'll just keep it straightforward. She's won three races being ridden from the back, so we won't be changing too much today.
Right, that's race four, number five, Mosh Music. And the race seven, number three, you've got a new addition to the stable, Kawea.
Yeah, really nice horse to pick up. Some great connections there, and he's obviously done a great job in his career. Hopefully he's got a few more seasons left in him. He's a very nice straightforward horse. Hard to really get a guide on him. I've only had him for 2 weeks probably. But his gallops have all been good. To me, he looks a very happy and healthy horse. He's sound, he's well. So 2,500, I think, is as far as he wants. Just going off his form and his replay, I don't think we need to be going any further than this. But Damon Lane's on board. He's obviously a top jock and knows the horse quite well. So I'd probably like to ride him quite cold. I'll see what Damon thinks. But ride him cold, get him to finish off strongly. I think on form, he's good enough to be very competitive, and he might go to Launceston if he runs well tonight.
How long does it take you when you do get a new addition to the stable, particularly one that's tried and a fairly impressive resume, really, in the grand scheme of things? How long does it take you to get comfortable that you know the horse?
I think most trainers would probably say probably a run. You know, I think you're going into the first up run, and for example, it may need blinkers, but how do you know it needs blinkers? You've never had race day experience with the horse. Okay, you can talk to the previous trainer, you can get a bit of feedback, but you need to sort of be there once, I think, and you need to know how he's going into the race. Is he going into the race quite fresh, or is he a horse that tends to be an average workhorse? And that's just the way he is. But when you've only had a couple of weeks, how do you know what the normal routine for that horse is? So once you go into your second race, you can then compare it to the first up and how he's performed, and look at similar patterns that you've seen first time round.
So if you had my dollar today, Archie, that's great insight, just by the way. If you had my dollar, who would you be investing in today?
I think you'd have to go to Mosh Music. Just winning form's always good form. And I think just because if there's eight horses in the race, I think four or five were in the race last time and she beat them. And, like, doesn't mean to say she'll beat them again. Like, she's gone up in the weights and they've stayed the same. So it gets a little bit harder. But she's going really well and we couldn't falter at home.
All right, that's a race for number five, Mosh Music, the best for Archie Alexander today. Good luck, Archie. Appreciate your time as always. Thank you.
Thank you. Cheers.
Archie Alexander, two runners today, and his best race for number five, Mosh Music at Moonee Valley tonight. Now, it's time.
Let me be your hero.
It's time. Not many times you get a chance to introduce a man who captures the heart of a nation in only $8. George.
Well,
is
that's my limit, $8.
He's a hero. He's a hero to the people of Australia on what he did on Wednesday with the Quaddie. He's playing with their money. George, good morning to you.
Good morning, everybody. And believe me, I just want to teach the people how to bet properly, because you will never bet the TAB. I've been betting since 1967. It's 52 years. It's a long time. But that's my hobby. And what I used to bet on everything, dogs, trots, you name it. And I'll tell you a story about the dogs. First of all, I had a good mile from work up there, because they most of them bet up there. And I took a Dully Double. I took number six, TJ and Gill. I still remember the dog. And I took four, because I only had $4 in my pocket. I took four and I left out one, which is Gabby Ladd. And Gabby Ladd shot by 8 legs. I said, that's it, no more dogs. That was about the dogs. And the other one was the trotter. The name was Dimmick. And every one of the trots went around the track. One went straight for home, and I said, no more trots, that's it. And now, I used to bet every day, but I said, no, to win, you've got to basically slow down. And I selected Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's for 3 days I bet. I don't bet any other days.
Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday, you're 2 days.
Yeah,
George.
Because that's when the best races are.
Right,
and when there's good races, you got a better chance of winning, because good horses win races.
That makes sense to me. You're making absolute sense.
Yeah, I have like $80 a week, and believe me, but only I take my $8 quaddie, and then I take all the running doubles from races 5 to 8 or 6 to 9, whatever they are. I take all the running doubles and the Dully Double. Even last week, I didn't get the quaddie. It paid $17,000 last. I'm talking about last Saturday. But I had the first running double, $145, and a Dully Double for $22. It got me $168. In other words, in 2 days, I picked up $380. But if you try and beat the TAB, you will never beat it. End of story. And that's why I survived.
Well, we're seeing you thrive at the moment. Not just surviving, George.
And one more thing. Flexi-quaddies just destroy everything, you know, really, because that quaddie would have paid more. But the flexi-quaddies, most people take 4 by 4 by 4 by 4. That'll cost them $256 if you take it 400%. But if most people are not going to put $250. They just put $50 and they get 20%. For their $50, they get $27.20 back. They lose $22.80 on a day. That's how it is. You know, so think about it. I want everybody to be able to bet the TAB, not give money to the TAB.
All right, not just providing profits, providing education now.
I think you're getting ahead of yourself, to be honest, George, but maybe it's a podcast. Yeah, I think you're rambling on a bit this morning, George.
No. That's the truth. But, you know, I should know. 52 years of experience. Right. I can't. Right. You know, I haven't got all the facilities all the professionals have, you know, but I haven't even got a computer, but that doesn't matter. Watch the races.
George, Sarah Patterson's just about to get me in a headlock if we don't get to the news very shortly, I need your numbers, George.
Look, I'm going
to
give you my numbers. You ready?
Yes.
First leg, 2-8.
2-8.
Second leg, 13-14.
13-14, sequential.
Next leg, 9-10.
9-10, sequential.
And the lucky last, 5-14. And I don't know, if somebody locks something else, throw her in, please.
No, well, that's going to cost us too much. We can't throw any
more in. No, it does, but somebody may have something that reckons, this is a good thing. Throw in. For an extra $4, you're not going to lose much.
They're not your numbers, George. They're not good things. Have a great weekend. Good luck with your 50% investment there in the quaddie. Go get them again.
Thank you very much for that. Enjoy your day.